Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav the Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther and Rabbi Avram Yitzchak ben Esther and for David Shukra Allah ben Rachel, all of them and their families v'chol asher lahem, and for Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rachaleya, and for Rabbi Ephraim Abba Miriam Shoshana, and Rabbi Shmuel Tzvi, Rabbi Dabra Akiva, for Yaakov Dov and Dabra Koin, they should all have bracha v'atzlacha v'chama seyadeyim, and Rufua Shlema, for Shimon Ozer ben Sipora, Michal Bas Rachel, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Michal, Chaim Michal Shlomo ben Michal, Ay, Yaakov ben Dvora, they should all have Rufua Shlema, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be learning Emir Tzashem, Shir on Parshas Mishpatim. This is based on a sicha given by Mori V'Rabbi, the Tolna Rebbe Shlita, in Parshas Mishpatim, in the year Tovshin Samech Ches, six beautiful years ago. It says in the Sefer Magen David of the first Tolna Rebbe of Dovid of Mitolna that the pasuk Bishvis Yetzei L'Chavshi Chinam, in the seventh year the Eved Ivri goes free. That's a remez to the seventh mid in Kabbalah, which is the mid of tshuva, and that's going to be our discussion today. It says in the pasuk Chaf Aleph Beis Ki Sikne Eved Ivri Sheishanim Yavur Vashvius Yetzel Chavshi Chinam. 6 years he works, and the seventh he goes free. So we have to understand why the Torah starts with Dinei Eved Ivri. There are a lot of mishpatim. There are a lot of dinim in the parasha. Why do we start dafka with Eved Ivri? The Ibn Ezra says, Ibn Ezra says, because there's nothing more difficult than being an Eved. You're in someone else's servitude. So therefore we started with the dinim of an Eved. So why does that explain why it's first? So it's very difficult. But why does that explain why it's first? So the Ibn Ezra needs a little bit more of a hesber. Ramban says, "Hischil haMishpat Arishon beEved Ivri, and Bnei Sheish beShiluach Eved b'Shana Shviyah Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim and Iskar b'Dibur Arishon." Ramban says it's because you're sending away your Eved in the seventh year. That reminds us of Tzias Mitzrayim, which is mentioned in the first Dibur. It's also being freed from slavery, from servitude. The Mechizkuni says that the Jewish people were redeemed from a Beis Havadim, and therefore were commanded Ladaros only to keep somebody in servitude for 6 years. To be a mensch about it. The Ramban says, Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Chizkuni says not to enslave somebody for too long, like we learn from Mitzrayim. And we're going to present a different mahalach, an additional mahalach. Also, it says in the Pasuk, V'im omar yomar ha'evet, ahavti es adoni es ishti ves banai, lo etzei chofshi, I love my wife, I love my shivcha kenainis, I love my kindalach that I had with her. I don't want to go free. And V'gisho adonav Elohim, his master brings him to the judges, and he brings him to the door, to the doorpost. V'ratza adonav es ozno v'martzea v'avodo la'olam, and he pierces his ear bores a hole in his ear. And he serves him forever. Chazal Darshan, what do you mean, Imor Yomar Ha'evid? He has to say it twice. He has to say it twice. Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti es Bona. Why does that have to say it twice? Where else do you find they have to go before the Beis Din and say something twice in front of the Beis Din? Not when the Edim speak, and not when there's a Kabbalah Shavua, and nowhere else. So what's the reason that he has to say twice? Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti es Bona. I want to stay in servitude so I can keep my Shivcha Kanina's wife, keep my children. Not only that, but he says, Ahavti, I love them. Ahavti es Adoni, I love my master. I love my wife, I love my children. So what type of Ava is this? Is this an Ava she'en atzliya b'davar? Or any type of Ava? How do you check this Ava? What type of Ava are we talking about? We also have to understand this lashon of Yigishu. They bring him close to. So we find the word Vayigash about a person, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. But usually, that's when it says Vayigash. But here it's vihigishu. They bring close. Hagasha. So usually you only find hagasha when it's something that has no ruach chaim. We don't find hagasha with a living person, that a person, you do hagasha to a person who walks on his own. So what's this lashon of hagasha? Vayigash, Yehud himself approached. But hagasha, causing someone else to approach, you don't say about a person, you say about an inanimate object. The Malbim in his Biur to Parashas Yisrael explains hagasha. Umavur etzlenu shagasha hu b'shiyesh koshi lageshes el adavar. Hagasha is when it's difficult. So what's the difficulty in approaching the dayanim? He wants to stay. He likes it there. He likes his master, he likes his wife, he likes the children. What's the difficulty? Rashi says, El ha Elohim, lebeizdin tzarech shimalech b'mochav shemachru lo, to the judges. Why does he have to go to the judges? Because he has to take counsel with those people who sold him. He was sold by the Beisdin. This person stole. And he was sold by the Beisdin. So we have to understand, what's the hamlocha here? Why does he have to take counsel with them? Both the buyer and the eved know that they want to extend the term of service until the Yovel, until he goes free in the Yovel. So what are they taking counsel for? And the Beis Din, they're not giving Eitzes. They're just passing Al Pi Din Torah. So what's the sinyan of taking counsel? So in the Sefer Shvas Yehuda on the Mechilta, he explains that the Adon takes counsel with the Beis Din. If the Eved stole within these 6 years from someone else, and then we don't bore a hole in his ear, he sold again. The Barbanel says that the whole inyan of this Hagasha in front of the Dayanim is that the Adon apologizes, tells the Beis Din that he doesn't really want this person and he's not holding on to him dishonestly. In the Torah Shlema, Rav Kasher brings from the Medrash Ishtarik, who writes that because he sold B'gneva, so he sold because he stole, and now he has to pay the Gneva, and that's why he pays it back with the money that he uses to, that he receives when he sells himself. And it's a big busha. And now that he sold and he's in slavery, it's a busha, and he should want to get out of this busha. Bosha's ganav kiyamatze is an embarrassment when the ganav is found. And now he wants to stay there. So he's makel on this busha, so therefore you have to bring him in front of the dayanim. This person who's not embarrassed. So it requires more biur, this medrash. What does that mean? He's embarrassed. He should be embarrassed. He's not embarrassed enough. The Heiligim Reyemes, the Alter Ger Rebbe, the Ram Mordechai of Gur, said in the year Tafresh Sadi Hei, 1935, Yigisho Adona Elohim below Porosh Mayasa Beis Din. It doesn't say what the Beis Din does. Do they give him Musar? Do they give him Eitzes? Maybe they daven for him. Who knows? Zayzak the Imre Emes. So we have a lot of different questions here that we have to understand. We also have to understand, what's this taina? Yamar, Amar, Yerev, Rahavti. I love my master, my wife, my children. I don't want to go free. Who is he? He's deciding what to. He's Erzak Deis. He's saying opinions. What gives him the right to say opinions? God says you go out in the seventh year. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, you're my servants. Chazal say you're my servants, not anyone else's servants. He's a mechutzif. First he stole. And now, he's sold into slavery as a punishment. He says, yeah, I like it here, I want to stay. Who are you? If the Torah gives him the right to stay, and says, hey, you know, you can stay, bore a hole in your ear, and you can stay until the Yovel, it must be there's something positive coming out of this also. Otherwise, who is he to talk? And he gets married. He marries a non-Jewish woman. marries the Shivcha. And a person says that he wants to keep eating Nevelos and Treifus. We're going to let him? So who is he to say? The answer is there must be something positive here. The Torah lets him stay. And that's what we're going to try to understand. So it's always important whenever you learn, says the Rebbe Shlita, always to try to picture it in your mind. Make it real. They call it in the Musar Hamchasha. To make it see, or to make a picture, imagine in your mind, and then all of a sudden, whenever you learn Gemara, anything, always make a picture in your mind, and then also you'll have questions, you'll understand much better. You also understand people much better, you step into their shoes, you're them. You have to use the power of imagination. So who is this guy? This guy stole. How much money did he steal? He stole enough money that required him to be sold into slavery in order to pay back this thievery. How much is that? So 6 years. How much is 6 years? So let's say, a ganav in today's money. He's working for somebody, he's in somebody's employ for 24 hours a day. He's their evet. He's constantly at their service whenever they need him. And let's say we're paying him 10 bucks an hour. So that's $240 a day. And then multiply that by 354 Jewish days in the year, and then multiply that by 6 years. How much money do you come out with? A whole lot. If you already made the cheshbon in your head, you're a math genius. A lot of money. That's how much he stole. So he did this horrible maisa. He robbed the bank. He did a Ponzi scheme. We can't let this guy alone. You can't let this guy roam free. It's bad for him. It's bad for the world. It's bad for everybody. But the Torah is worrying about him. The Torah wants to take care of him. So therefore the Torah says, V'nimkor b'gnei vaso. We don't find this in any other of the 24 of us in Zikin. We don't find this in Halva. A person sold to sell his chovas. Only with the ganav we find this. Why? Because the Torah wants to help this ganav. The Torah wants to reform him. HaTorah rotza l'shakem oto. The Torah wants to rehabilitate him. I say it good, rehabilitate. It's rehabilitation for the ganav. He sold. And now he learns to work hard for his money, not to steal. He learns responsibility. He has a job. He's with a good family. And the Torah says in 6 years, generally, we can heal this illness of yours that caused you to steal. Sometimes, after 6 years, the Eved feels he's not ready. He's going to steal again. So when this comes before Beis Din, they say, is that true? Is it because you really want to rehabilitate yourself? Or is it because Avdav Efkera Nichalei? Or is it because an Eved wants Efkeris? And therefore he wants to stay as an Eved. He doesn't want to live in the real world. Where he actually has to support himself, be responsible for himself. He wants to be under somebody else's employ, and then he takes care of everything and he gives him a bed. And why does he want to go? So that's what the Beis Din is judging. They're the Einei Aida. They can see. If it's going to help the Shlemus HaNefesh of this Eved, how do they test him? Is he a ganav who doesn't care about the tzar of the nignav? Can he accept this person's marut, this person's authority, his master's authority? Can he come to a place of ava, any type of ava? So we see, if the Adon wants him, why would the Adon, remember it says in Chazal that if you're Kona and Eved, you're Kona Adon La'atzmo. It's a big responsibility to be a master. You have to take very good care of him. You have to serve him very good food. You have to give him a very comfortable bed. There's only one pillow in the house, he gets it. So if the master wants him around, so it shows that his intentions are honorable. This is a person who's reached this point of love, that he loves his master. His master cares about him. But he's still not ready. He's still not ready for liberty. He's still not ready to be free. And certainly according to this, so the Beis Din decides, we're going to let him stay. Certainly according to the Shittas, that the Eved is sold to the Nignav himself. And now this Nignav loves the Eved who stole from him. Beforehand there was hatred. So it's not now that it's come to a point of love, of true love. So it doesn't have to be the biggest love, but any level of love. So it shows that he's not only worried about his Gashmias, he just wants to rehabilitate himself. So this Eved stands before Beis Din, and he says the whole purpose of this Ritzia, of boring a hole in his ear, is to do the will of Hashem. And he's going to be under this person's rule. He's going to continue being an Eved in order to heal himself, to rehabilitate himself. And then afterwards, at Yovel, he's going to return to his family. Because if he's freed now, oy vavoy, he's going to go back and steal. So after Beis Din goes and analyzes this, and they really have to work hard, the Beis Din. That's why he's coming before the Beis Din. And they have to see, is that true? So then they give him Rishus, and they bore the hole in his ear, and he stays. So besides checking out his kavanas, they also put this mum in his ear, and that's Ladaros, that's always going to stay. Everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to see this hole in his ear. So are you willing to pay that high price for the rest of your life, that everyone's going to see the hole in the ear that you were an Eved? The Beis Din sees he's willing to pay this price. Say, oh, you must really want to rehabilitate yourself. And that's why the Ramban says here they're called Elohim. Because God is with them in judgment. Usually you don't call a Beis Din Elohim. Here you call them Elohim. Because God is with them in judgment. That they can be Omed B'Shorei She'inyan and see if he really wants to do this for good purposes, with pure motivations. And the tachlis is v'shav el mishpachto. He can return to his family in a pure and holy way. We want him to come back pure. It says about an Eved Kohen. He doesn't get Ritzia because it makes him a Baal Mum. And it's not v'shav el mishpachto. He can't return to be a Kohen because now he's a Baal Kohen. He's a Kohen with a Mum. It's not a good Kohen. So we want somebody to come back healthy. We want them to come back the same way they were before they became ill. Now within a mum. So this person is going to go back to his family. A regular person doesn't have a din of a mum. So he's going to go back to his family, healthy in body and soul. So we want to make sure that that's what the Ritzia is going to do for him. And we can also understand the Lashon of Yigishu. Pasuk means that the Adon is going to have to bring all these matters before Beis Din. And he's going to place before them the Hanog of the Eved and show them his pure intentions. That's why it's difficult. That's why they're bringing him, but they're also bringing these ideas. That's why Hagash is Baal Korcho, the Malbim says, to show him that the Eved is staying Baal Korcho in order to continue rehabilitating himself, healing himself from this illness. And that's the union of Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. You're right, we prefer generally that the Jews don't live with Shifcha Kananises, but here we're going to let them live with the Shifcha Kananis because that's part of his healing process. It's a Hachana for Chaye Torah. And that's why this inyan of healing yourself, of learning how to be a mensch, that's Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. That's why in Parashas Mishpatim we asked why it starts with Dine Eved Ivri. That's why it starts with Dine Eved Ivri. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Very important. It all started, this whole parasha started with Taibas HaMamon. Like it says in the Sefer HaMasayim Tzofim, There's no taiva that's in the primus alive of a person like taivas hamamon. It's a constant taiva. Mashenka and all other taivas. We don't always have them. Taivas hamamon seems to be a 24-hour thing that people have. And it's mamish like about a zara. Look there in the Sefer HaMasayim Sofim. So this Eved, if not for the taivas hamamon, he wouldn't have gotten to this place. You didn't just steal an ice cream in the store, a chocolate bar. He stole enough money that it's 6 years of work, millions of dollars. Why? Because he had taivas hamamon. He wanted, you know, a lot of money that he didn't even need right now. So when a person is an evet to his taivas hamamon, he's finished. The mammon becomes his master. He'll even steal for it. He'll do anything. There are people like that. Whatever you give them, they never have enough. So you have to be very careful, minyanei mammonis, not to be dishonest. The Rebbe likes to tell the story. There was once a bacher who used to cheat the telephone company. How did he do it? He had long payas, and the way he used to make a phone call was he would put an asimon in the telephone. An asimon was like a coin with a hole in it. Those my age and older will remember. Today we don't have such things, and they had telephone cards, and everyone just walks around with a little telephone in their pocket. But what he would do is, when you called, the asimon would go down. But he tied his hair, the hairs of his payas, onto the coin, stuck it into the phone, and then when the phone thought that it was getting the coin, it wasn't, because it was being held onto by his hair, by his payas. And this way he saved money. And they told him, you're cheating. He said, no, it's okay, it's the tziyonim, it's okay to cheat them. So he went to the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael heard this, he called him. And he said, you should know, Moishi, whatever his name was, you're a prostaganev. You're just an uncouth thief. And the bacher said, no, they told me it's mutter. And he said, do you ask a posek, or you ask your friends? So be very careful about chemdas hamamon. We also learn that a person has to be makabel upon himself to do tshuva. Like we said at the onset of the shir, from the Sefer Magen David of the Talmud Rebbe Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha, ki sikna avid ivri, ki shadam nimshach achar teva olamos, v'ayidei zeh sheishanim yavod, sheishanim roimez l'shis alfei shnin havei alma. 6,000 years is the world, that's the 6 years of the Eved. Ayidei zeh kol avodasu avur taivas olam hazeh, v'noifu l'chol ataivas rois. If you're working with the 6 years, that's this world, that's all the taivas. Talking about somebody who sold in his Geneva, somebody who was nimshach to taivas. For nofel chol avushim atzoim, all these dirty, disgusting clothes. Vayitzel azeu b'shviis yetzel lechov shichinam. How do you get out of the 6 years? Go to the 7th year. That's a remez to the mid of shviis shi'tshuva lashuv b'emesa kolonal to do tshuva vaydeze yetzel lechov shi, and then you'll go free from all of these levushim tzoim, all these filthy clothing. And then when you're careful about this, not to get to do tshuva, and to get to Bechina Sheva, the 7th year of tshuva, Rezoche, it's Hashem, to be under the olive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodai Haim, we're the Avodim of Hashem, who took us out of Mitzrayim, Amen v'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.